Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast Monday through Friday where we encourage you to listen in wherever you're at and hear the Word of God and the truth preached. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and this week we're airing a message entitled Rightly Dividing the Word. If you'd like to hear this message again or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
We're not in the tribulation period. Now, I know some people might try to make the argument that we are, but no, there's so much more that's going to be taking place during the tribulation period than what we've seen. And we know the tribulation period doesn't start until the church is taken out and the church is still here. So doctrinally, this doesn't apply to us. And so we understand the context of this. And you look at verse 15, Christ takes you right to Daniel chapter 9. And we won't go there for the sake of time, but jot that down somewhere if you're taking notes. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. And that's what he's talking about to his disciples here. And so when you look at verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, it's not the end of somebody's life. And it's not even necessarily salvation from sin the way we just saw it. It's enduring to the end of the tribulation period. If we took the rest of the time to look at the rest of this chapter and dissect it, he's talking to these Jews about pray that your flight be not on the Sabbath. He tells them to flee to the mountains. Why? Because the Antichrist is going to turn on the nation of Israel. And he's going to turn all nations against Israel. And that's the context. You see, you can't just take verse 13 and pull it out and apply it wherever you want. Because what do? You end up creating a contradiction with what we just looked at. And that's why it's so important to rightly divide the word of truth. It'll keep you from Bible contradictions. It'll help you avoid the discouragement that comes with that. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let me show you another mistake that's often made. And this by our Pentecostal and charismatic friends. How many of you have read the four Gospels and the book of Acts and noticed that there were healings going on? The apostles had the power to heal. In fact, some of them had the power to raise the dead. How about that? Okay, so how come we're not doing that here at Treasure Valley Baptist Church? How come we're not having a healing service? We designated Brother Doty last week as our faith healer. And what's the deal, bro? What happened to your powers? Okay, we got people here that could use some healings. We got people that are not here that could use some healings. Amen? The list of people with COVID, some of you are back. Welcome back. God bless you. And some have taken your place. And so what about that? We read it in the Bible. It's there. What about that? How is it that we're not seeing it that way? Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying God doesn't heal. We pray for people all the time, and God does heal. But the idea that someone has the apostolic signs to be able to go and heal someone at their own discretion. And boy, that's what was going on in the book of Acts. That was going on during the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take a look at chapter 1 in 1 Corinthians. And this is an endless subject if you really want to pursue it. I just want to give you the tip of the iceberg so you just kind of get the flavor, you get the idea. Look at verse 21. The Bible says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. We speak of what? Greek philosophy all the time. And the Jews require a sign. The Bible says, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. The Jews require a sign. What? Why did Paul say that? Well, you read the Old Testament, and God gave them some markers to identify the Messiah when he comes. And one of them was that he would be able to do miracles not unlike Moses. In fact, Moses said, a prophet is going to come, a prophet like unto me. like unto me. So the Jews had a right to look for signs and wonders and miracles connected with the earthly ministry of the Messiah. Did Jesus have those? Sure he did. But what did they do? They still rejected him. They still rejected him. But he had those miracles. They identified Christ for who he was. They also showed what was possible if Israel would have received their king. This kingdom would include healing. This kingdom would include feeding the masses who might otherwise be starving. Amen? The feeding of the thousands that the Lord Jesus Christ did over there in John chapter 6. And so we look at this, and you have to ask yourself the question. If you're reading the Bible and you see these things, and you say, well, then how come we're not seeing that now? In the sense that you have these healers that have the sign gifts. The apostles' ministries overlapped the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and or the offer to Israel to receive their king. And by the time you get to Acts chapter 7, they rejected their king again. Stoned Stephen to death. Stoned him to death. And what happens is those apostolic signs and wonders begin to fade off as the apostles die off. And you know what? The Bible says now that the just shall live by what? Faith. Faith in the complete word of God. Now look, again, don't misunderstand. Someone gets sick, we pray for them. But I don't roll up my sleeves and go over there and lay hands on them and say, be healed, because I know I can heal them. That ship has sailed. And by the way, it's coming back again. It's coming back again when God starts dealing with Israel concerning the kingdom once again and into the tribulation period. These signs will be in operation again. But again, how do you look at the Bible and not understand these things? Because if you don't, then you come up with these contradictions. And you know, I'll be honest with you. I feel sorry for a lot of the people that are trying to make all that happen, because what happens is you get into a lot of manufactured healings. Folks, let me just ask a simple common sense question. If you knew somebody here in the church, or you were that person who was a faith healer, as they call them, which is not an expression found in the Bible, but let's be biblical about it. You have the apostolic signs. Your life overlaps the life of an apostle somehow, or you are an apostle and you have these signs. Would you really invite people to come to church to get healed? Is that what you would do? Would you set up a tent and become a faith healer and take up offerings? And then, by the way, when people came forward and they didn't get healed, you'd accuse them of not having enough faith, which, by the way, is criminal. Someone is desperate because of their physical condition. And then some even go so far as to say healing is in the atonement. Therefore, if you didn't get healed, you must not be saved. Folks, that's wicked. It takes away the one thing that someone who's unhealthy has if they know Christ, and that's their salvation. Really? Would you go through all of that, or would you just simply tomorrow morning, when Misty downtown or here in Meridian at St. Luke's opens up, just walk in? I've spent a lot of time in the waiting room. Sometimes there's 15, 20, 25 people sitting around waiting. I'm sure with COVID, it's a lot less and more spread out. And people are sitting there and they, you know, the gals that have lost their hair, they got the bandana on their head and things like that. And some of them are over in the corner there at Misty. I remember looking at the wigs and guys are sitting there and they got the band on their arm. They just gave the blood and they're getting ready to go in and see the doctor. I'm going to tell you something right now. You go in there tomorrow morning, and I don't care if there's maybe 8 people there. Take your pick. St. Al's in Boise, St. Al's in Nampa, St. Luke's in Meridian, St. Luke's downtown. Just go there and empty that waiting room out. Just walk around and just put your hands on all eight of those people or however many and just tell them to be healed. You're taken care of. Don't worry anymore. You won't set up any tents. You won't have to advertise. That will spread worldwide like wildfire. Folks, those things are not in operation right now. Okay? But they're going to come back someday. Why were they going on during the earthly ministry of Christ? To identify that Christ was the Messiah. He was the king they were looking for. He was the one that Moses talked about. But sadly, they rejected him. Those signs and wonders were also to show what was possible during the kingdom. We've talked about the millennial reign of Christ, 1,000 years, how wonderful it's going to be. Folks, healing. Healing. Think about it. Healing. So we rightly divide the word of truth.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled Rightly Dividing the Word by Pastor Rick DeMichael. As we heard in today's message, we need to pray for understanding so that we do not confuse ourselves while reading the Bible. If you are able to rightly divide the Word of God, you will be able to stand on it as a foundation to lead others to Christ. If you're listening here today and you are not saved or unsure about your salvation, and you want to be with Christ up in heaven one day and experience the magnificence of God Himself, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church at 208-888-4545. That's 208-888-4545. And someone on the other end will be able to walk you through the plan of salvation and lead you to Christ. As mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, if you would like to hear this or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org for more information. We also invite you to join our live streams on Facebook and YouTube for weekly encouraging messages. And if you just so happen to be in the area, we have a bookstore that is open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30 and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us for our weekly services. They begin with Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by the morning service at 10:45, a Sunday evening service at 5:45 p.m., and our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our services have nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting programs for all ages, including junior high school, and even college age groups. Thank you for listening to Treasures of Truth, a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and may God bless you in the coming weeks and days ahead.